Sometimes we refuse to show mercy to others for a variety of reasons, but we know that if we want to get into heaven, we must show mercy to others and to as many people as possible, because we will need as much mercy as possible at our moment of judgment. The same happened with the following saint. He initially said no, but when he saw what I will share with you, he had to relent. If you'd like to support this channel in any way, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. Let's get right into it. Now, the following purgatory story happened to none other than Saint Nicholas of Tolentine, the patron of the holy souls in purgatory. Now, I have a first-class relic of his right here at the end of the video. I will say a prayer for you and for your beloved deceased, so please stick with me till the very end. In the life of Saint Nicholas, written by Pietro da Monterobiano, we find narrated certain episodes which have as protagonist some deceased souls. One time when he was entrusted with the weekly calendar for the conventual mass during the night immediately preceding the Sunday, he fell asleep briefly in his modest bed, and suddenly a soul with a loud voice calls him, shouting, "Brother Nicholas," the soul tells him, "man of God, turn to me." Nicholas turns towards the soul, trying in every way to recognize him, but after looking at him, he could not understand who that soul was when alive. Then Nicholas, perturbed, asked him to make himself known. This time the soul answered, "I am the soul of Brother Pellegrino of Osimo, whom you knew when alive. At that time I was your servant. Now I am tormented in this blaze. Upon receiving my contrition, God did not destine me to eternal punishment, which I deserved due to my weakness, but to purgatorial punishment in virtue of his mercy. Now I humbly beg you to be so kind to celebrate a mass for the dead, in order that I may finally be removed from these flames." Nicholas answered, "May my Savior be gracious to you, O brother, by whose blood you have been redeemed. I am only entrusted with the conventual mass, which must be celebrated solemnly. And because it is not right to modify my responsibility, let alone on the day of Sunday, which is upcoming, I cannot recite the mass for the dead." To this, the soul replied to him, "Come, O venerable father, come and see for yourself whether it is truly worthy of you to refuse without mercy the request coming from such a miserable multitude." Leading him to another part of the hermitage, the soul then showed him the small plain that is near Pesaro, on which in fact there was a multitude of people of both genders, of various ages and conditions, and also belonging to a variety of religious orders. "Have mercy, O Father, have mercy on such a miserable multitude that awaits for your beneficial assistance. Actually, if you will be willing to celebrate Mass for us, the majority of these people will be removed from these extremely atrocious torments." Now, Saint Nicholas of Tolentine had, in his opinion, a good reason not to celebrate the Mass for the dead, because it was the Mass of Sunday. And you know, sometimes we have established these set rules. In his case, the rules of the church for what masses need to be celebrated and the intentions that they should be celebrated for. And we let these rules override the obvious need, in this case, the need of the souls in purgatory. Now, what ended up happening? It doesn't say here, but in other sources, you can find that he went to his superior. He told him what happened. And the superior said, "By all means, have the Sunday Mass be a Mass for the dead." In the same way, like the story of the Good Samaritan, we have good reason not to pray. Perhaps it's this or that or the other thing. But remember that the souls in purgatory are in such pain and suffering that they don't care. They know that there's a loophole. They know that there's something you can do. They know that there's a way for you to help them right now, right in that very moment, even if you can't figure it out. When you feel that resistance in your heart to pray for them, imagine the multitude that is asking. It's not just one. Notice how one soul in purgatory took him to all of them and said, "Will you refuse us as you refused me?" See them before you. in their incredible torments, pleading to you, have mercy on us. And I promise you, you will find a way. O glorious Saint Nicholas of Tolentino, powerful intercessor before the throne of God, I beseech you to hear my humble prayer. You who with your love and compassion have alleviated the suffering of souls in purgatory, I ask you to intercede for those who are still in that state of purification. With your goodness and mercy, implore the Lord to grant them eternal rest and peace they long for. It helps souls to find forgiveness and reconciliation with God so that they can attain the glory of heaven. Saint Nicholas of Tolentino, I beg you to also intercede for me and for my loved ones, so that we may live a life of faith and virtue, and thus one day we may join redeemed souls in the presence of God. Amen. Saint Nicholas of Tolentino, pray for us in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. My friends, if this video has helped you in any way, please subscribe and like, and support this channel through Buy Me a Coffee. I'll see you in the next one.